Right about now.
The poll is in the field. We'll check out early returns coming up. But time now. Jesse, I assume that as you fleshed out this idea for Wisconsin Wednesdays, you took the time to create special music as we discussed the important goatnesses of all our various Wisconsin sports. You've prepared for this moment, got a fresh open and everything, all on short notice.
If I hadn't prepared, Jason, I would be a bad producer.
Not bad. That's okay. That's pretty good.
Wisconsin Wednesday. Let's go.
All right, Tausch. The debut of Wisconsin Wednesdays, where we debate who is the GOAT in a specific Wisconsin sports category.
Correct.
And you would like to kick this off. Tip it off, drop the puck, throw out the first pitch, whatever you choose. Which category would you like to begin with as the inventor of Wisconsin Wednesdays?
Yeah, I saw this little bracket yesterday, and I thought, I understand. I had somebody email, you guys are idiots, you understand this has been done before. Yeah, hey, bro, yeah, I get it. This has been done
not
before,
on this
but it's
show.
Never been... No, it's never been Wisconsin Wednesday. It's been Who's the Goat? It's been Mount Rushmore. I'm not interested in Mount Rushmore. It's not Mount Rushmore season.
You're more interested in the archaeological dig nearby.
That we're retiring Mount Rushmore. It's goat time, baby. We're not going to be using goat anymore now that Brady's retired for now.
Let's go! Goat!
So... in lieu of my Prize Picks losses last night, Giannis was unbelievable. I heard Jesse on SportsCenter say 50 points, 20 shots, the least amount of shots ever. He is the most popular athlete in the state of Wisconsin. He is, you know, potentially the most popular athlete in the world. He's the best basketball player in the NBA. Don't talk to me about LeBron or KD. Right now, it's Giannis. Giannis. Brought a championship to Milwaukee. Loyalty. And so, professional basketball playing in the state of Wisconsin. That is our GOAT category for today. Not college. Professional GOAT basketball player for the state of Wisconsin. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is a two-man race. It's Kareem, and it's Giannis. Can anybody else get in that same stratosphere that you can even think of? Am I missing someone?
This is predicated solely on what you did during your time as a member of a Wisconsin team.
Correct.
So even if you're a Wisconsin native... doesn't really matter because you went and played for the Miami Heat or whatever.
Correct.
They would not be eligible. It is in Wisconsin.
That is true.
So then loyalty can't really be one of your criteria, Tausch, because...
Production and impact, I think, are what you need to look at here. Now, again, we are flushing this out. What are the key attributes when we're voting for this? It has to be production first. What have you done to help your team in this state win? That has to be top. Longevity. I'm not real... Yes, we are loyal. I think Wisconsinites, that's one of our qualities we love most. But I'm not going to say... that's not the end-all, be-all. What have you done for me as fans in this state? And it's Kareem, and it's Giannis. And I don't think there's anybody else.
So, Kareem, do you know how many seasons... Lou Alcindor / Kareem Abdul-Jabbar spent with the Bucks?
Seven or eight?
Six. Six seasons.
Okay, that was close.
So that's going to make it a little bit tougher, right? because Giannis has more time. They have the same number of... This feels a little Favre versus Rodgers-y from yesterday when we discussed who had the greater resume. Except in this instance, they are separated by decades in this discussion. So, Kareem, six NBA seasons in Milwaukee. He shot 54.7% from the floor. He averaged 30.4 points per game. And he averaged 15.3 rebounds per game.
With no three-point line, right? No threes.
Can you imagine a skyhook from three-ball land? That'd be fun to watch, huh?
Now, Giannis, for his career, all in Milwaukee, has averaged 29.4 points per game, 11.3 rebounds per game. Obviously a different NBA than it was in the late 60s, early 70s. But Giannis has not, he is in his ninth season in Milwaukee. So he has more years, same number of titles, fewer NBA finals appearances, right? Because they won it in 71, and then Kareem's final season in Milwaukee was 74-75. They went to the finals again in 74 and lost, right? So he has two NBA finals appearances, one NBA title, much like Brett Favre did yesterday. And Giannis has one NBA finals appearance and one title. Kareem averaged more points and more rebounds during his time in Milwaukee than Giannis has. Different game, different style. Did you want me to... Any other information you'd like before you pass your judgment? Free throw shooting percentage?
No, no, no. Give me the synopsis of Kareem's win-loss record as a Milwaukee Buck. Like, every year they were pretty fantastic, right?
Okay, that's a little bit harder to discern on basketball-reference.com. The statistics per player were easy, and if we were doing NFL players, they do the quarterback's records, because apparently on that site, quarterback wins is indeed a stat. I will have to do a little bit more digging for your Milwaukee
Bucks. Okay, so Jesse...
Record.
All right, so just my mindset was Giannis no-brainer here. Giannis, no-brainer. He's going to rock this thing. It would be an easy way to start. And then one of my brothers from the academy, I'm going to keep anonymity, said, no, 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 don't be a prisoner of the moment. Take a look. Kareem had a better run in his 6 years, whatever it was, 7 years. Kareem. He said Kareem. And I said, all right, well, I'm still going to vote Giannis. But then we both came to the conclusion, find an expert. Find someone that has seen both. That's what led me to call the GOATs. Tommy GOATs.
Tommy GOATs.
Tommy GOATs got back to me ASAP, which is always great about Oatsy.
Well, he's retired. So
and he said, I said, Kareem or Giannis is the greatest Wisconsin basketballer. And he responded very quickly, Kareem, his individual dominance in his pre-Showtime years was amazing. Giannis is the best player in the NBA right now, and it's not close, but look at the Bucks' record in 68-69 and then in 69-70, Kareem's rookie year. Might be the biggest turnaround ever, and that was before Big O arrived. So you could say, well, Giannis turned around, but it took a long time to turn it around. Kareem, no, no, no. So if I'm going to trust experts, even though I believe Giannis has done more from an impact standpoint, he actually likes the city of Milwaukee, unlike Old Boy. And the fact that Old Boy didn't want the Bucks to win a championship last year, still got a little stick in my craw about that.
Oh, I didn't see. I must have missed that.
I got to vote for Kareem over Giannis because that's what Tom Goetz told me to do.
All right, so the factoid that Oatsy wanted you to check. The 1968-69 Milwaukee Bucks. Their record was 27-55.
That's not great, right?
Not great, Bob. Their record in 69-70 upon Lou Alcindor's arrival from UCLA, 56-26.
Wow.
They literally flipped it plus one.
Oh, boy, flipped that script is what he did.
After that, 66-16, 63-19, 60-22, 59-23, and then his final season, which I don't know if he was traded during that season, 38-44 last year. So, yeah, they're pretty good. I do believe that the Goetze is a rightsy, and we have to bestow our first Wisconsin Wednesday to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So if we pull this, it's going to be, it ain't going to be Canyon, but it's going to be 85-15.
No, it's going to, no. Yeah, right.
Giannis is going to dominate.
Giannis is going to win. I don't know if he's going to dominate. It depends how old the people are that vote. I had a few people pointing out to me that most of the people that were going to vote for Favre yesterday don't have Twitter. I don't know if I believe that as someone who is, you know, not exactly young himself, but I do think Giannis would win. I don't know 85-15. But then again, yesterday's poll finished 79-21 with over 3,700 votes in favor of Rodgers. Which I can't wait till that is the Wednesday question, and then Bart Starr is the selection instead. So, or Lynn Dickey, along with teammate Charles Johnson. All right, so that is the debut of Wisconsin Wednesday. I got to say, it was a good, spirited debate, and Oatsy's insight changed your mind.
It did. Yeah, I was all in on Giannis, and then I was talking to I was talking to old boy last night, and it was, well, slow down a little bit. I still think I have just such a hard time because Giannis is so much more likable. That's not what it is. Impact,
show friends.
1,000% Giannis. But from just straight up production, man, Kareem is always going to get kind of shorted, I think, on a lot of stuff as far as greatest player and everything else because I think he was too surly. But, man, his impact in Milwaukee, whew, while he was here, begrudgingly, pretty doggone good.
We need to play Wilde and Tausch trivia, so yeah. I would love to – I'm going to do some research after the show. I would love to read more about – what he has said. Yeah, no, I'll read. I have Google.
I don't. You're going to do research? Come on.
Come on. That's a big chunk of my. I just did the research for you in real time.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was pretty good.
I would love to read more about what he has said about his departure from Milwaukee with the benefit of time and looking back on him being a younger man and now being a man in his 70s, if he looks back on that and says, I didn't handle that well, or what his perspective is. Because, again, I was just a young boy when he left town. I don't remember him as a Buck. I would have liked to have seen some discussion of Ray Allen, Sidney Moncrief, Marcus Johnson, but you're right. It was definitely a two-person race. There's no doubt about it. There will be a 10-person race to be our trivia contestant today. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776. Jesse, what's today's category?
So yesterday we were busy celebrating your birthday, Jason, with our trivia.
Celebration.
It was big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did want to mention that yesterday was also National Wisconsin Day. So we're going to celebrate that today with happy belated National Wisconsin Day.
So Jen, Gabe, and Chewy told me that yesterday when I was on with them. And it's a completely random choice for to do that. Like, that's not the day that they became a state. There's, like, no rhyme or reason to it. So it's appropriate that we're doing it a day late, because yesterday didn't really mean anything to Wisconsin either. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776. Belated National Wisconsin Day Trivia is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.